Okay, if there's no obvious link, then we have to create one. A guy called Thomas Brown said, "It is the common wonder of all men how among so many millions there should be none alike. So many millions of faces, not one is alike." So what he's saying is that we are all unique, and now that's something that we can use. So just to recap, you remember we used a journey to remember a shopping list of 10 items. We used association, location, and imagination. These are the three common denominators right throughout the course. So to remember a face, the phrase I have is, always give a face a place. Now, I'm not going to bother about techniques on trying to remember a face. We're naturally very good at that. We've had to be over the centuries. We need to know at first judgment if someone's going to be a friend or a foe. We can remember faces, but it's just getting the name to them. So, give a face a place. Now, let me ask you this. What happens when somebody comes up to you in the street and they say, "Oh, hi, Barney. How are you doing?" And you know that face so well, but you can't remember who that person is. What are you trying to do? You're trying to place that person. Once you've got that place, then all the information concerning that person will come back to you. "Hi, don't you remember me? It's George. We met at that convention in London." Ah, so now you've got the place. "Yeah, you're the guy that sells that crazy diet. Oh, yeah, how's the book coming along?" So once you know the label of the file, you know where to go and look it up. So now I'm going to give you four techniques to help you remember names, to help you give a face a place. Here's technique number one, and it's called "You remind me of someone." Now, look at a face and just think if they resemble anybody, even vaguely, like a friend or musician. Maybe they look vaguely like somebody royal, a sports person, maybe a politician. Try to make it fairly immediate. Now, let's say, for example, you meet somebody, and for whatever reason it is, maybe she has a strange mannerism, she reminds you of your aunt. So now you've got a first vital link. Now, your aunt gives you a location, your aunt's house. So this is the chain of associations. This is exactly how memory works. We're looking for something to grab hold of. So that person reminds you of your aunt, so now you think of your aunt's house. Now actually do this yourself. Think of your aunt or somebody that was close to your aunt and think of their house. Now you need the name. She says her name is Mrs. Shepherd. So simple. You just associate or imagine seeing a shepherd standing outside your aunt's house. So here's the complete chain. You've got the lookalike stage. She looks like your aunt. That gives you a place. So that's the location, your aunt's house. And now you put in the key image, which is a shepherd. So you've gone face, location, key image. Now, I know it's taken me a while to explain that. I mean, it could take me an hour. But what takes an hour to explain can be worked out in your brain in seconds. Let's take another case. Supposing somebody reminds you of the character J.R. Ewing in Dallas. So what location could you use there? You could use South Fork Ranch. So he comes out with the name. It's Mr. Wolski. So now you imagine this person that's in front of you at South Fork Ranch skiing up one of the walls. And that's a really crazy image, but it's memorable. Again, this is the link. You've got face, place, and the key image where you've created a scene. Now we move on to technique number two. This is called "What's My Line?" Now this time, if they don't look like anybody familiar or famous, then what you should try and do is think what sort of work this person does. What's their line of business? Now, I know I've always been told, don't judge a book by its cover. You shouldn't pigeonhole people, but you can't help doing it, can you? So if you look at somebody for the first time and you think, well, maybe that person looks a bit like a lawyer or a journalist, musician, or maybe they remind you of your doctor or a tax collector. It doesn't matter what it is, but what we're looking for here is a place. So let's take an example. For whatever reason, you meet somebody and they look like a typical car salesman. So what I want you to do now is just think of your own garage. Car salesman makes you think of car showroom. So think of your own garage or car showroom, a local one. Now you wait for the name. We'll do the first name this time. He says his name is George. Now the trick here is to use somebody else that you already know called George. It might be a friend of yours or an uncle. How about George Bush? So what you do is you imagine, let's say, George Bush at the showroom trying to sell a car. Now you wait for the surname. The surname is Baker. So again, we make an associated image. Imagine George Bush with a baker's hat on. This is the chain: profession, place, key image. Now, the beauty with this method is that it works both ways. So if you're in a party and you meet a crowd of people and you use these techniques, when you hear the name Baker, you'll think, oh, wait a minute, now who was that? Oh, yes, it was the baker's hat on George Bush, and he was standing at the car showroom. So it must be that guy over there. So it's the use of those three ingredients again. It's association, imagination, location. Let's take another case. Supposing you meet somebody and they look like a typical tax inspector. In this case, you would use the location of your tax office. So think about your tax office, where it is situated now. Now use that as a mental backdrop. Now you wait for the name. His name is Mr. Overton. Again, what's the first thing that comes into your head? Well, maybe you think of putting a ton weight over his head. By the way, you should never tell people how you remember their names. It can lead to all sorts of insults and arguments. So the image you have there, putting a ton weight over his head at the tax office.